I don't care what y'all say.
Whoa, it's time to rock and roll.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It's Tim and Sid here post-deadline. We have now spent the last 11 segments of this show talking about hockey.
That is correct.
Time to break it up. At one point, we got to move on. We have to dive into other things. And in this chair to start the show, we had Darren Millard.
Yes, I was going to say that this room just got a lot more attractive than the last guest.
We went from
Merrick Wyshynski or Millard.
I mean, we go from Millard's grill to Merrick's grill.
Yeah.
Now sitting in this chair in studio, the lovely, the talented Trish Stratus joining Tim and Sid. Good day, Trish.
Good day. I'm here to break it up, so to speak.
Well, you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you already have done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Of that.
So then I'll see you guys later, are we done then?
No, please stay.
I've delivered. I've stratified.
Can you stay for four segments?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I have nothing better to do.
Another.
No exactly. Problem.
You have a DVD out tonight.
I do.
You have a movie out.
I have a movie.
Bounty Hunters.
That sounds much bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a DVD that's out, but I have a movie that's out, gentlemen.
I don't have a movie.
No.
He doesn't have a movie.
Do you have a movie? Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. I have a
movie out. So you just kick a lot of ass in this. Yeah.
Basically, that's the premise. Yep. You know, so really stepping outside the box of what I'm normally doing. Yeah.
I don't know how to describe you anymore, because when we were talking about having you on the show, there's like a list, right? There's former WWE diva.
Let's do the list.
There's fitness model.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is there yoga guru in that?
Can we throw that? I'm a guru. Yeah? I am. I'm a guru. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
to some.
Now we add movie star to the list. So, I mean, if you like it, put a ring on it. You have four of the five, right?
Yeah. That's great. Thank you for making me feel like I'm accomplished.
You are. You're more accomplished than I. Or Tim.
That doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't take much.
I'm also more flexible than you.
Yeah. We'll agree to disagree.
I threw that out there so that
we'll agree to disagree. I'm much more athletic than I look.
Trish. Oh, I thought you were going to say than me. I was going to fight you.
Can I honestly, I would love to see you put this guy through a yoga course.
Ooh.
That would be a dream.
Dude,
of
all
mine.
Day. That's every morning for me.
No.
No.
Okay. Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
You up for the challenge?
Probably not, but I think it might be hilarious.
Are you ready for some pretzel action, sir?
Or do we get to eat pretzels or the move is pretzels?
Oh, you're
all right. Well,
look like
I need to know the ins and outs of yoga here.
This guy's life includes.
I'm like an aggressive yogi. Oh, you're going to be in a pretzel. See that? Threatening.
You are scaring the hell out of me right now.
Yep. That's what I was trying to do.
You got a movie out.
I have a movie out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the genesis? When were you approached and walk us through it?
It was actually 2010. I had just opened up my yoga studio in Vaughan and started to kind of build my brand Stratosphere. And I got approached I got a call actually from Carl DeMarco. He's the former president of WWE Canada. And he said, I know someone who knows someone who wrote a script, who basically he wrote the script with you in mind. You want to have a read. So I said, okay. I had a read and Trish Stratus jumped off the page. I met with him, really thought he was a great guy, excited that he was trying to build this. He's a Canadian film producer, and the premise was that I would be kicking a lot of butt. And he said, you know, would you do your own fight scenes? I said, absolutely. And I just looked at it as a chance to come on board and showcase some of the wrestling stuff that I'd done, but kind of taking it and adapting it to the medium of filmmaking.
Trish Stratus in studio with Tim and Sid. You can get more information at trishstratus.com. What's tougher, filming the movie or wrestling?
I depends on the day you ask me about, because I mean, honestly, I would say that what you'll see the scenes, the fight scenes are very, they're very intense. They're really, there's a lot of realism to them because there was some realism to them. Andrea James Louis, she's my co-star. She's my nemesis in the film. She and I, we approach the scenes almost instead of stunt people, we approach it like fighters. And that's why I think there's a little different edge to it. And so the bruises you see on Jules Taylor, my character, are real. They were created at the beginning of the shooting, and they remained with me for the entire filming.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, bruising, because we just kind of went at it. Yeah.
So you legit hit people?
Legit.
And they hit you back?
Well,
like it's not Rocky?
It was Rocky,
you can see the misses.
Here's the thing. Not that we really smash each other's faces, but it's the foreign objects around you. And, you know.
Fuji dust and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to watch out for that stuff. Trish Stratus in studio here on Tim and Sid. She has a movie out today. Bounty Hunters is the name. In terms of the scheduling, though, you brought up the wrestling. What's more difficult? It's basically the same schedule, right? You're in there every day. It seems endless. It seems like there's no finality to it.
Right.
It must have been a lot of similarities in that way.
Pretty much, yeah. And actually, to be honest, it was not a difficult transition. I mean, let's be honest, the role is not a big stretch. You know, I mean, Jules Taylor is pretty much Trish Stratus, except she's a bounty hunter and I was a wrestler. So, yeah, same kind of schedule, except there was an end point with the movie making. In wrestling, it just kind of went on and on.
You're on the road 390 days a year.
About that, yeah. It's a crazy year.
Do you miss it?
No. You know why? There's enough instances where I go back and kind of pop in, do my thing. And I was there just last year, WrestleMania, when I returned for Tough Enough. So I get enough of a little taste here and there that I don't have a chance to really miss it. You know, and I definitely know the scheduling was, that was the main thing that made me sort of, you know, kind of walk away from it. I love entertaining, love being in front of the fans and doing my thing. But it was the schedule and the wear and tear on my body continuously. And then it was time. When I retired in 2006, which, oh my God, is so long ago. It was just the right time.
Speaking of 2006, I guess the statute of limitations has run dry. Are there any crazy stories that you can now tell, or the craziest story that you can now tell us from those days?
Not really. I'm boring.
Boo. Boo.
That's interesting.
I want to be stratified.
Well, aren't you suddenly just?
I can, but I thought Tim asked a fantastic question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this? How about this? We'll start with this. Quietly, the greatest guy in the world that you would never know from watching.
Well, Vince McMahon. You know, everyone kind of reads his character and thinks that's him. And to be honest, if you're not in his good books, you might get.
I was about to say, because there are people on this earth who think he's a straight up devil.
Yeah, but
you don't have that side.
No, thankfully I had a great relationship with them. You know, I really feel like I learned so much about the business because one of my very first storylines was working alongside him. So you had to kind of deliver excellence every time because, you know, you're working alongside Vince and that's what he expects. And so I learned from the best and I got to watch the way he directed people and produced segments. And it's something interesting now that I find when I'm doing some outside work, I've produced my own Stratosphere Yoga DVD and it's stuff that he learned or taught me that I kind of take now and I apply to some of the business things I do now. And so I learned a lot from him and I was very, you know, lucky that I got to work side by side with him and glad that I didn't get to see the devil side of him.
Well, it seems to me that just he's a cutthroat businessman.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. And,
and not afraid to admit it either.
No, completely. And I've seen, you know, when he's not on your good side, it's a bad side.
In studio, we're seeing the good side of Trish Stratus here. Trish has a movie out today, Bounty Hunters, on DVD. Check it out. WrestleMania is coming up, correct?
It is.
Are you going to be there?
Not as of now.
Okay.
However, last year, you know, they have this thing about this like last minute call thing. And unfortunately, the Divas seem to be last on their list of like, what are we going to do with the Divas? And right now, there's no Divas match announced. So. But I mean, I might be here with you guys doing yoga, so.
I know. Fit that in your schedule.
I'm you. I might even pay to see Sixero do yoga.
I might be shockingly good at it.
No, yeah. You won't.
Yeah, I won't.
Trish
has faith.
I do.
Trish has faith.
I have faith in you, and I think, I think you can do this.
This might be more dangerous.
The last 13 years with you. And I
know
there's no flexibility.
I had a salad today. You saw it. I had a salad today.
What does salad have to do with yoga?
There was gravy on the salad, but I had salad today.
Did you guys see Jeff Merrick?
Yeah.
And how svelte he is?
Or skinny, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's open to interpretation, sure. He's a yogi.
I just can't go vegan. Tristan,
what's that?
It has
nothing
to do with yoga.
We're talking about physical activity, not about your eating habits or patterns.
You know what? I don't want to talk about my eating habits with Trish Stratus. I'm embarrassed by it.
Let's talk about this. Let's try.
I put gravy on everything.
Okay.
Tell her about the fajita diet.
Oh.
You tell about the fajita diet. You love the fajita diet story.
What is the fajita? I'd like to
tell the story. Tell the story. Steven Stories over here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll make it as quick as I possibly can, but Sixero went on a fajita diet, and for a guy that eats a lot of fried foods, I thought it's not bad. If you actually take out the sour cream in a fajita, it's flat bread,
right?
It's chicken, it's lettuce, could be some peppers in there, great antioxidants, some tomatoes. Listen, I'm not svelte, I'm not a great, but I thought, you know what, this is a step up for him.
Uh-huh.
Take out the sour cream, and you're actually good. So he carries on for this about a month, maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I find out, as he walks in with a bag from McDonald's,
oh,
that he had been getting his fajitas
From McDonald's.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
And how much weight did you lose with this?
I gained 40 pounds.
Okay.
No. So I don't think it worked out.
So if anyone asks me about this fajita diet, I will not recommend it.
Shoot it down.
Trish, I need help. Help me.
Listen, I'm here.
I have a problem.
The real reason, I'm not necessarily, I mean, Bounty Hunters, it's out today. The real reason I'm here is to help you.
Okay. And I need help. Trish Stratus in studio. Trish, you got the movie out today, Bounty Hunters, starring Trish Stratus.
Sid, this is your intervention.
We'll talk about that later. Did you see the Oscars over the weekend?
I didn't. You know why? Because I was getting up for a press tour for Bounty Hunters.
Well, yes. Considering your movie's the theme, Bounty Hunters, it's kind of on the brand, the Oscars.
And
still
you have a red carpet tonight.
We have all watched that show and thought of our speech, correct? For a moment. What would we say if I won for best cinematography? I always think that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Trish, I would now like to give you the floor. You just win an Oscar.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want to who. Ladies and gentlemen, the Oscar goes to Trish Stratus.
Okay. Now, this is... Okay. I would like to... guaranteed, you don't get your money back. How's that?
It's good.
That works for me.
A little different.
I was worried the music was going to come in to cut you off. There it is.
You were trying to cut me off.
No, I wasn't trying to cut you off at all.
Okay. I understand.
There's
you
the
now,
Oscar music.
Sir.
You just got it in under the bell. Nice job, Trish.
Well,
fantastic
stuff.
Thanks to add DJ Lance Kennedy for that.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Red carpet tonight.
Yes.
Do you have, like, have you picked out now? Because all the buzz is now Angelina Jolie's right knee.
Right.
You don't have, like, a slit for the red carpet in the dress, and you're not going to do that thing where you
stick the leg out. Well, I haven't thought of which limb I want to give the most exposure to. So that's something I'm thinking about. And,
that's the most famous limb since my left foot.
Right. Good one.
Seriously, that movie did pretty well. Daniel Day-Lewis, you wanted to ask her for.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weirdos when you make public appearances, right? Like honestly, let's talk about this.
There's a lot of...
You show up, you look great, and there's a guy in the corner with a members-only jacket. You go, hey, Trey! Trey!
That sounds familiar. Is that you?
No, that was...
You,
no, all
right. Wait a second. I don't... Okay, sounded familiar.
Doing yoga in the corner.
Like, but there's a lot of weirdos that show up.
I want to do yoga, air quotes.
So hopefully there's not a lot of weirdos at show.
Well, hopefully there are. Why not?
Where are you signing autographs exactly?
I'll be at the AMC.
I'm just going to write this down.
Thank you for
AMC,
creeping out. Stretching.
Dundas Square. We will be watching the movie 7 p.m. screening, and fans are welcome to come afterwards to the autograph signing. I'll be there signing, and weirdos and everyone are welcome.
If you want more information, TrishStratus.com/BountyHunters.
Yes, your movie information.
So there is a red carpet tonight, a Q&A and autograph session will follow the screening. My last question, I've heard that this is being picked up now in Japan, France, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Pakistan, Thailand, and India. Have you seen yourself dubbed?
Oh my God, no, but that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Actually, seeing myself, I've seen myself fight for 10 years, but to see myself fight with sound effects was a whole nother thing. So that was really cool. So now I get to see myself fighting with sound effects and in another language. Neato.
Yeah. Sweet.
And everyone's better with sound effects.
I should tell Vince to maybe insert it. It's kind of a whole nother thing.
Trish, we appreciate it. All the best with this.
Thank you.
It's a big endeavor. You're doing a lot of work on the press, and it's a big deal. So we appreciate you giving us some time today, and best of luck.
Thank you. And I appreciate the support because we, the cast and crew, had a really great time making it. And I do believe that the reason people walk away with such a fun experience is because we had fun making it and we were passionate about doing it. So I think everyone's going to have a great time watching it. And the fight scenes are killer. Just saying.
You set a high standard. People are expecting that.
They'll get it.
And you will deliver.
I will deliver.
Stratisfaction's guaranteed.
Very, oh, wow.
Enough said.
I've trained you both well.
We're easily trained.
I'm going to leave. You're going to be like talking Stratus stuff all day long.
I'm still trying to figure out what the pretzel is.
Oh, you'll find out what the pretzel is.
And when I get to see
him. I don't even know what that means.
I'm excited either way.
Wow.
All
that
right.
Sounded inappropriate. Just saying.
Yeah, way to ruin it.
Maybe.
Way to ruin it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.